صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم سنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our class, inshallah ta'ala. We found from our class yesterday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished certain kind of people, those who disbelieve their messengers. And he punished them, and they became exactly in the form of apes and pigs, monkey and pigs. Why? Because they disobey Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yesterday we studied together the Surah Al Imran, Surah number 3, ayah number 52. And we found actually that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله آمنا بالله واشهد بأننا مسلمون. سورة آل عمران 352 again, because we're gonna build the second ayah inshallah after that to take ayah number 49. Total verse, page number 1.
سورة
آل
عمران number
3,
verse number 52. But when Jesus felt persistence in disbelief from them, he said, who are my supporters for the cause of Allah? The disciples say, we are supporters for Allah. We have believed in Allah and testified that we are Muslims, submitting to Him.
Yeah, so based on this ayat, we find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who disbelieve from the children of Israel, Allah punished them. And they became in a form of apes and the khinzir, pigs. There is another tafsir actually for that, actually that the Isa alayhi salam, before he asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to send the table, spread al-ma'ida, dawn, to eat from it, he made a condition with them not to be a betrayal and not to save anything for tomorrow. Only eat your meal. Do not take anything and save it for tomorrow. And they actually, what they did not fulfill with their covenant, and they took with them actually for tomorrow and after tomorrow the food. That's why Allah punished them. And we need to know actually what is the reason. Allah is just and fair. He never punish any kind of people unless Allah send the messenger for them with signs, with ayat from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah, before he punish any kind of people, he send the messenger for them to warn them, to advise, to instruct them for the way of Allah and not to violate the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you go in, for example, now to tell them why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish also the children of Israel in the time of Isa, and they became also in the form of pigs and also the khinzir. If you go for ayah number 49, Surah Al-Imran 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the Quran. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل أني قد جئتكم بآية من ربكم أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفق فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله وأنبئكم بما تأكلون وما تدخرون في بيوتكم إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Surah number 3, verse number 49. And make him a messenger to the children of Israel, who will say, indeed, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord, in that I designed for you from clay that which is like the form of a bird. Then I breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by permission of Allah. And I cure the blind and the leper, and I give life to the dead by permission of Allah. And I inform you of what you eat and what you store in your houses. Indeed, in that is a sign for you if you are believers.
Hey, you want to go for French? Do I give you a translation?
Yes, it's there.
Go ahead, Farouk.
Surat Al Imran, la famille d'Imran, surat numéro 3, verset numéro 49. Et il sera le messager aux enfants d'Israël et leur dira: en vérité, je viens à vous avec un signe de la part de votre Seigneur. Pour vous, je forme de la glaise comme la figure d'un oiseau, puis je souffle dedans. Et par la permission d'Allah, cela devient un oiseau. Et je guéris l'aveugle-né et le lépreux, et je ressuscite les morts par la permission d'Allah. Et je vous apprends ce que vous mangez et ce que vous amassez dans vos maisons. Voilà bien là un signe pour vous, si vous êtes croyant.
This is clear evidence. Jesus, peace be upon him, he gave it to the children of Israel. So Allah, he sent the messenger for them. Before Allah punish any kind of people, Allah sent the messenger for them. It's clear evidence. He came with a clear evidence, visible, in front of them. And as we said yesterday, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Isa alayhi salam in the time of, while the people was famous in medicine. In medicine. They are professional in medicine. So Allah, he sent superpower over them to show them the great miracle. I give you this ayat to show you why Allah, he punished the children of Israel. Allah is just and fair. He never sent any kind of people to punish them or to send them to the hell unless they choose their own way to disbelieve Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to follow their own desires. That is a problem. That is a problem. Here you go. What happened in this story? Children of Israel, in the time of Isa alayhi salam, they have an oppressor king from the Roman, because this area used to be under the Roman. Palestine, they occupied for many decades. So what they send, actually the Jew or the children of Israel, they send the message to the king, and he is an oppressor, remember, to instigate them. Exactly, instigated to actually to kill him, to get rid of him, to finish him, because he's powerful, came with science, and they saw all this science clearly. What they said in their complaint when they sent it to the king, they said, a man, we have a man here who separated between the father and his son, and the father and his father, and the son and his father. He came to divide the people. Number two, and he decided not to obeying you. He rejecting to obeying you. They told him about Jesus alayhi salam. And while this in this time too, as all of us know, they accused his mother with zina. They accused his mother actually that Isa alayhi salam came exactly from adultery. That accused mother, the virgin male mother, the righteous woman in Islam, subhanAllah, they accused her with zina, that she committed zina with Yusuf al-Najjar, the carpenter, Joseph, who was serving with her in the temple. She committed, and she got Isa alayhi salam. They consider Isa alayhi salam son of adultery. That's why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah send the ayat with them. Rasulan ila bani Israel. Here, he is a messenger for the children of Israel. He came from them. Subhanallah wa ta'ala. Anni qad ji'tukum bi ayatin min rabbikum. He told them, indeed, I have come to you with a sign from your Lord. What is the signs? Four signs he gave it to them. The ayat mention four kind of miracle. Signs. But remember, Sheikh Muhammad, bi'idhnillah, by the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, as a Christian believe today, exactly, he's a God, he's a son of God, because of that. They know about that. But bi-iznillah, that's why the ayat clearly for them. What is the first ayah? أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةَ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Number one. To exactly, what is the number one? Huh? To do what?
I designed for you from clay that which is like the form of a bird, and I breathe into it and it becomes a bird by permission of Allah.
Is there anything more miracle than that? To bring in the clay and he formed it, he designed it, to be like a bird. And then after that, he breathed on it and became like a life. And what kind of actually birds? We need to ask too. What kind of bats? Why the bats? Bat. Because bat is a complete creation in birds. If you look to the creation of the bat, subhanAllah, it looks like a human. You all of us, so you know the bat. Right? Call it by Arabic khufash. Bat. So what happened after that? So they saw it in the front of them while it's flying. It's not a magic. It's true. And when they looked to the bat until the bat disappeared. And when the bat disappeared, fell down, die. Not to continue life. Only for exactly a time to show them the miracle. And then he fell down, die. Die. Number two. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Number two.
And I cured the blind and the leper.
You know exactly what happened here. What in number two exactly? Cure. He make dua one day for those who are sick. Al-Akmah, which the ayah mentioned, the one who born originally blind. Not the one who used to exactly see and then after a while he became blind. No. The one originally born, that's called Al-Akmah. Wal-Abras, the liver too. And exactly he made dua in one day. And Allah cured from them, among them, 50,000 people who are sick with this kind of disease. By dua, by the Iznillah. Right. Number three. وَوْحِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ
And I give life to the dead by permission of Allah.
Huh? By permission of what, Ashik Muhammad? By permission of what? Of Allah. He give life by permission of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not as he's the one, he do it. So what happened exactly? Four people, he give them life by the permission of Allah. Four kind of people. Al-Imam al-Baghawi, one of the great scholars for tafsir al-Quran, He say he mentioned is the tafsir four kind of people Allah Isa alayhi salam give them life after death. Number one, Ahya Azir Sadiqan Lahu. He has a friend, his name is Azir or Ezra. He was a friend for Jesus alayhi salam. What happened in this story? His sister, she sent a messenger to message. To Sayyidina Isa, that ma exactly, watch out, your brother, his friend, that's his friend, your brother, he's going to die. And between Isa alayhi salam and his friend, about 3 days, exactly traveling for 3 days, three days to travel to see his brother or his friend. So he took group of the disciples with him and they reached and they traveled for 3 days. When they reached him there, they found him dead. He died. And he's a close friend to him. Then he told his sister, actually come with me to the grave. She said, we bury him already. You are late. He took exactly his disciples with him and he went and exactly came to the grave and he called him. Ya Azir, and he made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give him life. So Azir came out from the grave. Time. And after that, he came out from the grave and he remained alive and he has a children after that. After he died. Number two, Ibn al-Ajuz. A child of the old man. A child of an old man. Isa alayhi salam, he passed by and he found the people carry him in a coffin. Then after that, Isa alayhi salam, da'Allah. Why all of this? To give evidence for children of Israel to trust him, to follow him. To believe I am a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give him this miracle. Not for any good story. We sit down and enjoy a good story. to give them evidence that he is a messenger of Allah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala as'ala nabiyya. So he called him, and then after that, the man, he sat down from the coffin, opened it, and he sat down. And he get out on the shoulder of the people, and he carry his bed, and he left. He became alive again, and he carried, of course, he came naked, he took his clothes, and exactly covered himself, and then he came back to his cat, to his family, and he married, and he has a children after that. Number three, Ibnatul Ashir. Ibnatul Ashir. Who's Al-Ashir? Is a daughter of a man who used to charge the people 1/10. Al-Ashir in the Arabic language means 10th. Al-Ashir in the tens. So what did he do? Call it tithes. Tithes. This daughter, her father, he used to one of the one who charged the people taxes. 1/10. She died yesterday. And then after that, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he make dua to his Lord to give her a life. And she by the name of Allah, the greatest Lord, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give her life after death. And then after that also she married and she has children. Number four, Sam. Who's Sam? Son of Noah. That's what is the children of Israel today exactly call it anti-Semitic. That is Sam. That's what they follow. The children of Israel came from him. He's from them. They ask him, Isa alayhi salam, if you are a true messenger, give him a life again. So he came to the grave of Sam, the son of Noah, alayhi salam, son of Noah, and the big gap, thousands of years between Isa alayhi salam and Sayyidina Noah.
Is that the one that drowned or not that one?
No. The one is the drone exactly died as a kafir. We talk about Sam. He has another son. His name is Sam. Okay. Sam, the son of Noah, he came to his grave to give them a proof. I am a messenger of Allah. Follow me. I came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I give you evidence and signs. So he came to him and he said, قَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الْأَعْظَمِ. By the name of Allah, the greatest, subhanahu wa ta'ala, come out from your grave. He came out from the grave and half of the hair became totally white. And the people at that time, they known no one has a wife. Whenever Allah gave him life, he never became like was white hair. So Sayyidina, the Sam, the son of Noah, he came out from his grave. Half of the hair was white, became white. Why? Because he was scared too much from the day of Al-Qiyamah, the day of the judgment. He scared too much. So that after that, then after that, فَقَالَ قَدْ مَاتْ قَالَ Sayyidina Isa, he said, قَدْ مَاتْ قَالَ لَا لَكِنْ دَعَوْتَكَ بِإِسْمْ فَقَالَ قَدْ قَامَتْ. When he came out from the grave, he asked him the question, if this is the day of the judgment? If this is the day of resurrections? He asked Isa, Sayyidina Isa told him, no, it's not. Then after that, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam exactly qala mut, die again. And he die again. But he before he die, he asked Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to make a condition for him, is to save him from the pain of the or the stubborn of the death. The pain of the death. Give me exactly, clear me from that. Because he has experienced exactly how we suffer at the time of death. This is four kind of people. Last one, inshallah ta'ala. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بِيُوتِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
And I inform you of what you eat and of what you store in your houses. Indeed, that is a sign for you if you are believers.
طيب. Fast before you leave, in these 4 minutes before you leave, inshallah ta'ala. Children of Israel, actually, we ask, people ask me too much about this. Al-Hawariyun, the disciples, they became kafir, and then Allah punished them. Al-Hawariyun, the disciple, divided to two sections. Majority of them, they became kafir. They disbelieve Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Few of them who remain with Isa alayhi salam, remain with Isa alayhi salam, a believer. What is the meaning of Hawariyun? Al-Hawariyun, the supporter of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. The one who love Allah tabaraka ta'ala. The one who has sincerity. And even the ulama of tafsir, they say the one who has a white clothes. They used to dress white clothes. And or their heart pure like milk. Very sincere people, those who believe Sayyidina Isa, and they are Muslim. Remember, they are what? Muslim. Uh-huh. Look at the Surah As-Saff first. 61:14, second page. Turn to the page. يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا أَنصَارَ اللَّهِ كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمن طائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفرت طائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين.
Surah As-Saff, the ranks, Surah number 61, verse number 14. O you who have believed, be supporters of Allah. And when Jesus, the son of Mary, said to the disciples, who are my supporters for Allah? The disciples said, we are supporters of Allah.
Okay.
And a faction of the children of Israel believe, and a faction disbelieve.
Faction believe, and faction was disbelief. Group ya Sheikh Mustafa believed, of Isa alayhi salam, they become a Muslim. And the group of them, they became was a disbeliever, the majority of them. Huh?
So we supported those who believe against the enemy, and they became dominant.
طيب. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. For that, we need to understand that the Prophet Al-Hawariyun, that is the supporter of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Al-Hawariyun, the supporter, the helper of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, those who believe, and they said in the end, what? Ishhad bi'anna muslimoon. Be witness that we are a Muslim. That to show you the deen of Allah is what?
Islam.
The deen of Allah is Islam. Who exactly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam named him Hawari? A disciple. Some of the companions, one of the companions. Who's this? Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. Who's Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam? His mother is Safiya bint Abdul Muttalib, the aunt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Safiya bint Abdul Muttalib, his grandfather is Abdul Muttalib. He has a daughter, his name is Safiya bint Abdul Muttalib. Az-Zubayr, that her son. So Az-Zubayr related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is what? Cousin. Is a cousin or not? Who exactly Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, exactly he married who? Safiya. He married who? Asma. Who's Asma? The daughter of Abu Bakr. And they have a great hero in Islam. What's his name? Abdullah ibn Zubayr. A great scholar. He used to take him with behind him in a horse to teach him how he fights. Exactly. The Prophet ﷺ has a hadith for that. Let's we take it before you leave, inshallah, because this is very important for me, inshallah. Number five. Number five. Hadassana Ali ابن عبد الله حدثنا سفيان حدثنا ابن المنكير قال سمعت جابر بن عبد الله قال ندب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الخندق فانتدب الزبير ثم ندب فانتدب الزبير ثم ندبهم فانتدب الزبير فقال لكل نبي حواري وحواري الزبير تفضل.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent Az-Zubayr alone to get information regarding the enemy, narrated by Jabir bin Abdullah. On the day of the battle of the trench, the Prophet ﷺ called the people to bring news about the enemy. Az-Zubayr responded to his call. He called them again, and Az-Zubayr responded to his call again. And he called them for the third time, and again Az-Zubayr responded to his call, whereupon the Prophet said, every prophet has his hawari, has his hawari or helper, and Az-Zubayr is my hawari.
And the Prophet ﷺ confirming, Az-Zubayr is my hawari, is my helper, is my supporter. And he made dua for him. صلى رضي الله عنه وارضاه became hero in Islam. الزبير, when you hear the name of الزبير, الله أكبر. The first one actually fight for سبيل الله. الزبير بن العوام. The first one, الزبير بن العوام. سبحان الله. This is actually what we need to actually to testify that actually the Prophet has his chosen one like Isa alayhi salam, and he consider him one of his disciples, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zubayr ibn al-Awam, radiallahu anhu wa arda. So what we need actually to affirm, inshallah ta'ala, the conclusion, we're going to study the Surah 60, Surah Al-Ma'idah 60 next time, and then we show you exactly who became Muslim. Do you know exactly Fir'aun before he died? He said, I'm a Muslim. Do you have an idea? Pharaoh, before he died, when he the world started to cover him, exactly said, I am a Muslim. So could you imagine about that? Bulqais, she was actually a disbeliever, the queen of Sheba. Bulqais, she became a Muslim. Exactly. So all of this, actually, we need to go, inshallah ta'ala, and to study about all of this, inshallah ta'ala. And Sayyidina children of Yaqub alayhi salam, the 12 tribes with the camp, the 12 children of Yaqub, at the time he approached by death, they confirmed, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِ What you worship after me? قَالُوا نَعْبُدُوا إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ أَبَكَ We're going to study this, inshallah, in the next class. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to give us the benefits of this class and to make all of us among those who listen and obey. بارك الله فيكم. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم.